me out for the ball game. George Ranch High School Varsity Softball is on the air. GRHSI Radio is proud to bring you another season of live Lady Longhorns softball, home and away, in the always competitive 26A District. Lady Longhorn softball on GRHSI Radio is brought to you by the generosity of the GRHS Athletic Booster Club sponsors and with the support of the LCISD Athletic Department, the George Ranch High School Athletic Department, and the GR Campus Administration. Emily Witt enters her third season as head coach of the Longhorns with a squad featuring 12 returning starters and a cast of veterans and newcomers looking to win the district crown and bring the UIL 6A softball championship trophy back to the ranch. GRHSI Radio is LCISD's first and only campus radio station located at George Ranch High School in Richmond, Texas. Now, let's head out to the diamond and join Tom Tarando, Julian Munoz, Jack Green, TJ Downey, and the rest of the GRHS iRadio crew for today's George Ranch High School varsity softball game.
All right. Thank you, Bob Riley. Back at George Ranch High School in Richmond, Texas. This is Lady Longhorns varsity softball on GRHS iRadio. We'll jump right into it and then kind of backtrack and set the stage for you. The Heights Lady Bulldogs are a little bit late in getting here for the noon start, but once they did, they kind of got after it, and teams are on the field now. And we'll set up the offense for you. Helen Maddox led off with a walk. Layla Robbins hit the first pitch into left field for a single, so two on, nobody out for the Heights Lady Bulldogs in the top of the first inning. The Longhorn defense is a familiar one to the Lady Longhorn fans. Kate Dolan in left, Carlin Dees in center, Cameron Radford in right, Jessica Johnston at third, Ella Kalinko at short, Macy Burks at second, Abby Dominguez over at first for game two, Hannah Ramirez on the mound, Macy Whittington behind the plate. Next pitch to Kennedy Hill is a ball, so it's 1-1 to Kennedy Hill. If you're a Heights Lady Bulldogs fan, welcome into the broadcast. Do the best we can to bring this one along to you from George Ranch High School. Next pitch, swung on and missed, 1-2. Hannah Ramirez took a little bit off of that pitch, and Kennedy Hill was way out in front. Longhorns dropped the first game 8-3 to the Santa Fe Indians. This one hit on the ground to short. She'll go to third, and they get the force out. Ella Kalinko, nice job going in the hole at short, grabbing that one and then turning and sending it over to Johnston to get the force. So that's a 6-5 force at third. Fielder's choice for Kennedy Hill. And Flora Moreno, the third baseman at the plate, another right-handed hitter. First pitch to Moreno is outside, ball one. Batting order for Heights High School, Helen Maddox, Layla Robbins, Kennedy Hill, Flora Moreno, Ailey Jaime, Sarah Paniagua, Bella Parks, Aaliyah Arredondo. Here's a ground ball to second, a scoop to second for the force. Nice job by Burks there to get the lead runner. And another fielder's choice, Flora Moreno, was safe at first. 4-6 put out. Runner goes over to third. That's Robbins. And Moreno at first. And finishing off the batting order, batting eighth, Aaliyah Arredondo, and batting ninth, Layla Ramirez. At the plate now, Haley Jaime, the left fielder. First pitch is a called strike. Maddox led off the top of the first with a walk, a single by Layla Robbins, and then a couple fielder's choices. And the Longhorns have been able to get runners out on the infield. And heading down to second is Moreno. No throw there. 1-1 on Haley Jaime. That's a little bit outside, 2-1. 12 o'clock game got started about 12:38 or so. Heights was coming from another ball game, got here a little bit late, took some infield, and now we're underway. This one hit on the ground to Kalenko over to first base and records the out against Haley Jaime and retires the Heights Lady Bulldogs in the top of the first in the inning. No runs, one hit, no errors, and two left on base. At the end of a half inning of play, Heights nothing, Longhorns coming to bat.
Live George Ranch High School athletics are brought to you all season long on GRHS iRadio by the generosity and support of the following GRHS Athletic Booster Club sponsors. Our maroon and black sponsors are Greg Harris Insurance and Mission Digital. Our ABC Diamond Level sponsors are Wilson Fire Equipment, First Colony Aquatics and Rehab, Novo Athletics, Shane Light, Michelle Posey at Elan Realty, Sawgrass Steakhouse, Audra O'Neill and the O'Neill Real Estate Team, and Iris Lewis with NRL Mortgage. GRHS iRadio would also like to thank our platinum sponsor, the Witnesses Law Firm. A salute to our maroon sponsors, Horton Construction, Next Level Urgent Care, and Pearl Dynasty. And our white level sponsor, Garrett Boyd Orthodontist. GRHS iRadio extends a hearty Longhorn salute to all of our George Ranch High School ABC sponsors. Would you like to be part of the ABC team? Go to GRHSABC.com to become a sponsor.
You're in the right place, Lady Longhorn fans. This is live George Ranch High School Varsity Softball on GRHS iRadio. Now, let's go out to the ball diamond and join our GRHS iRadio crew for more Longhorn softball.
All right, welcome back, everybody. We are at George Ranch High School for Lady Longhorns varsity softball this afternoon on GRHS iRadio. This is the LCISD tournament, final day, and one of the concluding games in the tournament at this site. Longhorns facing the Heights Lady Bulldogs. Bulldogs did not score, did get a hit in the top of the first. Longhorns hitting now. It'll be Cameron Radford, Carlin Dees, and Kate Dolan. Then Johnston, Macy Burks, Hannah Ramirez, Abby Dominguez, Abby Bergeron, and Ella Kalinko, the starting nine in the batting order for the Lady Longhorns from George Ranch. Sarah Paniagua on the mound. First pitch is blown away. Ball one. The defense for the Heights Lady Bulldogs, Haley Jaime in left, Layla Robbins in center, Bella Parks in right, Flora Moreno at third, Kennedy Hill at short, Layla Ramirez at second base, Helen Maddox at first, on the mound, Sarah Paniagua, and behind the plate, Delilah Aragon. That pitch was a called strike, 1-1 to Cameron Radford. Next pitch on the way, low and away. 2-1. You're on GRHS iRadio, stream number 2 for Lady Longhorn softball. Baseball will be on about 3 o'clock this afternoon on stream number 1. Jason Ford has the call as the baseball Longhorns wrap up the LCISD varsity tournament against Waller High School. That game will be live about 3 o'clock. This one hit on the ground and kind of misplayed at third base. And the Longhorns have their first runner on. Flora Moreno glided over for that one, thought she had it, and it just kind of dropped out of her glove. The Longhorns will send Carlin Dees to the plate. First pitch is high, runner goes, and safe at second base. Slapped into left field, base hit. Carlin Dees goes the opposite way, and a screamer past Moreno at third base. The Longhorns have first and third with nobody out. Kate Dolan at the plate. Last game, Kate 1-for-2 with a walk and a single. And down to second base goes Dees.
Hey, lady. This is a live mic here, so okay. Just watch your language. Okay?
And another hit to center field. This time it'll drive one in. Kate Dolan with her second hit of the day. Driving in two runs, and the Longhorns lead 2-0. Jessica Johnston at the plate. That one gets away from the catcher, and around second goes Dolan, and she'll stop there. Radford led off the bottom of the first with an E5, got on base. Dees with a single. Kate Dolan with a 2-RBI single. And that's where we are, 2-0 Longhorns. Next pitch by Paniagua. That's inside and gets away just a little bit from the catcher. And that allows Kate Dolan to go to third base. 2-0 on Jessica Johnston. Here's Paniagua's pitch. That's high and away, 3-0. Next pitch on the way. That's a called strike. Again, a slow, deliberate call by our home plate umpire. Three-one pitch on the way. That is ball four.
Be patient, three.
We're in the bottom of the first. Heights failed to score on the top. Longhorns have posted two runs here. Nobody out. And first and third for George Ranch. Macy Burks at the plate. Here's Paniagua's first pitch. That's a called strike. Glad you joined us this afternoon on GRHSI Radio. This is live Lady Longhorns varsity softball on GRHSI Radio. And down to second base goes Jessica Johnston. No throw. 1-1 count to Macy Burks. Pitch on the way, swung through for strike two. Coach Witt down at third. Coach Erica Negrelli down at first base. 1-2 pitch on the way. This one sliced down the right field line. Fair ball. One run will score. Two runs will score, and Macy Burks in standing up with a two RBI triple. Nice job at placing that one just inside the right field line, away from Bella Parks there. And that drives in two more runs, 4-0 Longhorns. At the plate, Hannah Ramirez takes strike one. Two RBIs for Dolan, two RBIs for Macy Burks. And a 1-1 count. Left-handed hitter Hannah Ramirez. Paniagua's next pitch is high, 2-1. Next pitch on the way. That one stays up high, 3-1. Longhorns had trouble putting any kind of offense together in game one against the Santa Fe Indians, but no trouble here. They've posted 4 runs already, and here's another walk issued to Hannah Ramirez. We're only in the bottom of the first. Coach Robbins out to the mound to talk to Sarah Paniagua primarily, and then chat things up with his infield and the rest of his battery. Inning started out with Radford reaching on an error, and then single Dolan drove in 2 runs, walked to Johnston, triple Macy Burks, 2 more runs came in, and then a walk to Hannah Ramirez. What you didn't hear in there is any outs posted, so Longhorns are bringing up batter number 7 in this inning. 4 runs in and nobody out. It's Abby Dominguez at the plate. First pitch is a called strike, and down to second goes Hannah Ramirez. And that is a strike, the swinging variety. 0-2, Dominguez in a hole now. Hit on the ground towards short, taken there, throw across the diamond for the first out, but the Longhorns score another run. Macy Burks comes in from third. One hit on the ground into center, RBI single for Abby Bergeron. Coming in from third is the courtesy runner, Isabella Hernandez, scoring run number 6 for George Ranch. There's Ella Kalenko, she takes strike 1. Paniagua's next pitch is high and away, 1-1. One pitch on the way, sliced into right field, base hit. And stopping in second is Bergeron. Great inside-out swing by Ella Kalenko. Sliced it into right field. Another Longhorns hit. We're back to the top of the order. And Cameron Radford. This one sliced to third. And nice pickup there by Moreno. She'll go back to third and get the lead runner. So a fielder's choice for Radford. A force out of Abby Bergeron at third. Kalinko takes second. At the plate, Carlin Dees. This one sliced into right left center field, base hit all the way to the wall. One run will score. Here comes the other, and it will score. A single and two RBIs for Carlin Dees. Longhorns post a crooked score, crooked number, and an 8-0 score. First pitch to Kate Dolan is a ball. Kate got a couple RBIs on a single earlier in the first inning. We're still in the first. It's 8-0 Longhorns. Ball two to Kate. Here's Paniagua's next pitch. That's inside. Kate turns that lead shoulder away from ball three. Next pitch on the way. That's a called strike, 3-1. D's out at second after driving in two more Longhorn runs into left field. Base hit taken by the left fielder and hustled into the plate. Nice job out there by Haley Jaime to get the ball in and keep D's at third base. Jessica Johnston at the plate. Batter number 13 coming to the plate for George Ranch. Paniagua's next pitch is a called strike to Johnston. Throw down to third, and Dees is back. Pitch was a ball, 1-1 count on Jessica Johnston. Next pitch is hit foul down the third baseline. Jason Ford will be back on the air on GRHSI Radio, stream number one for Longhorns baseball versus Waller. That'll conclude George Ranch's participation in the LCISD tournament. Little looper into left field. One run scores, and the second run comes around to score. Jessica Johnston with a couple RBIs. Coming up for the second opportunity here in the bottom of the first, Macy Burks. She tripled in two runs earlier in this inning. Popped up. Center fielder Layla Robbins measures this one and has it. That retires Macy Burks and the Longhorns in the bottom of the first, not before George Ranch scores 10 runs on 2, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 hits against Sarah Paniagua, and at the end of one inning of play, it's a Longhorns 10 and the Lady Bulldogs nothing.
Attention high school sports fans, are you an armchair official? You know, the parent or fan who constantly yells at the referees and loves to let everyone know just how bad you think they are. Well, if you think you could do better, then get in the game and prove it. It's time for you to suit up and make the calls where they actually count. Every sport in Texas needs more officials. Sign up today at highschoolofficials.com.
Live.
You're in the right place, Lady Longhorn fans. This is Live, George Ranch High School Varsity Softball on GRHS iRadio. Now, let's go out to the ball diamond and join our GRHS iRadio crew for more Longhorn Softball.
All right. Thank you, Bob Riley. We are back at George Ranch High School in Richmond, Texas. This is the last game for the Lady Longhorns in the LCISD Varsity Tournament. They lost game one this morning, the 10 o'clock start, to the Santa Fe Indians 8-3. Are winning this game 10-0. Longhorns posting 10 in the bottom of the first. Top of the second inning, Sarah Paniagua, Bella Parks, and Aaliyah Arredondo do up. First pitch, and Paniagua swings through strike one. Next pitch is a little bit high, 1-1. One pitch on the way. That one's high, 2-1. Hannah Ramirez on the mound for George Ranch. Her battery mate, Macy Whittington. Next pitch on the way. That one skips in, 3-1. Sarah Paniagua looking for the 3-1 pitch and pops this one out to Carlin Dees in center field. Carlin has it for out number one in the top of the second. That brings up right fielder Bella Parks. Ramirez, foot on the rubber. Here's the pitch, swung on and missed by Parks. And this time Ramirez took some off of that one, and Parks is way out ahead of that pitch. Next pitch on the way. Kind of high and outside, 1-1. Lady Bulldogs got a walk and a single in the top of the first, and that was it. Next pitch is a strike to Bella Parks. Right-handed batter waits on the 1-2 pitch from Ramirez. Here it is. That one high and outside. Again, a little bit off of that pitch, trying to get Parks to chase it. Two-two pitch on the way. This one is foul. Ramirez with the 2-2 pitch. Hit on the ground is short. Kalinko across the diamond. And she's out. Two outs in the top of the second. And at the plate, 00, Aaliyah Arredondo. Aaliyah is the designated player in this game. The flex player is the catcher, Delilah Aragon. First pitch to Arredondo. That's a little bit off the plate, ball one. Longhorns with the big district win last night against Ridgepoint at Ridgepoint, coming back to finish up the LCISD tournament. This one hit down to Kalenko again across the diamond, And that pulls Abby Dominguez off the bag, but she gets the swipe tag nonetheless. And that retires Arredondo and the Lady Bulldogs in the top of the second. In the inning, no runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left. At the end of 1.5 innings of play, it's the Longhorns 10 and the Lady Bulldogs nothing.
Attention high school sports fans, are you an armchair official? You know, the parent or fan who constantly yells at the referees and loves to let everyone know just how bad you think they are. Well, if you think you could do better, then get in the game and prove it. It's time for you to suit up and make the calls where they actually count. Every sport in Texas needs more officials. Sign up today at highschoolofficials.com.
Welcome back, everybody. Longhorns will send Hannah Ramirez, Abby Dominguez, and Abby Bergeron to the plate in the bottom of the second. Longhorns had 14 batters head to the plate in the bottom of the first, scored 10 runs on 8 hits. There was an error in there, and let's see, 1-2 walks as well. Sarah Paniagua finishes her warm-up tosses. Hannah Ramirez at the plate for the second time in as many innings. And Hannah actually drew one of the walks we talked about. And then she was brought home to score on a single by Kalinka. Paniagua's first pitch. This one sliced down the left field line into foul territory. Diving attempt by Haley Hyman. She can't come up with the pitch. Ramirez, a hitter. Facing the right-handed throwing Sarah Paniagua. That pitch is called a ball, 1-1. Warmed up a little bit. Wind non-existent here, like it, which is different than it was in that first game. First game was blowing maybe 10 to 15 miles an hour at one point across that outfield fence. 2-1 pitch on the way, and a single in the center field just to the left of the second base bag. Hannah Ramirez is on for the second time this afternoon. Isabella Hernandez is the designated runner for Ramirez. Abby Dominguez at the plate. First pitch, she is a little bit high. Throw it first, and she's back. Paniagua's next pitch, that's low and inside, ball two. Abby Dominguez grounded out. Short to first, but did drive in a run with that infield out in the bottom of the first. Next pitch is high as well. That's 3-0 to Dominguez. Pitch on the way. That's a called strike. If you weren't with us for game one, we were talking about all the activity going on at the ranch this afternoon. There is a senior day for the girls' soccer program out beyond the fence. This one popped up to the third baseman, Flora Moreno. She makes the play. One out in the bottom of the second. Abby Bergeron at the plate. Of course, there's baseball going on behind us as that LCISD tourney wraps up for another year. That's a called strike to Bergeron. A lot of activity going on at the ranch today. 0-1 pitch. This one into right center field. That drops in front of the center fielder, Robbins. But she gets it into the infield and gets the lead runner, Isabella Hernandez, who's running for Ramirez. So make that an 8-6 put out at second base after the single by Bergeron at the plate. Shortstop Ella Kalinko. First one is a called strike. Ella singled, drove in a run in the first. Paniagua's pitch. This one hit down to the third baseman and just off her glove. Can't make a clean pickup. Ball heads towards the shortstop, and everybody's safe. Top of the order now, Cameron Radford. Swung on and missed, 0-1. Cameron 0-2. Before this plate appearance, reached on an error and also reached on a fielder's choice in the bottom of the first. Just gets the bat on this one and pokes a foul ball over by the third base dugout. Two on, two outs, 0-2 pitch. This one hit down the left field line, and that's foul. Good idea by Radford, a left-handed batter, just stuck her bat out there and tried to direct one down the line to left field, but just outside. Still 0-2. This one down to third, and an unassisted put out there of Bergeron coming to third. So another fielder's choice for Cameron Radford. That ends the George Ranch half of inning number two. In the inning, no runs, three hits, no errors, and two left on base. At the end of two, it's the Longhorns, 10, and the Heights Bulldogs, nothing.
If you're into sports, especially high school sports, then the Fort Bend Herald is for you. The Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892, covers area high school sports like no other paper around. And for as little as $9 a month, you can have it delivered right to your door 6 days a week. And with every subscription, you have immediate access to the paper's online edition at no extra cost. So if you're into high school sports, the Fort Bend Herald's sports pages are for you. To subscribe, go to fbherald.com, pay online to activate your subscription. You can also begin receiving the Fort Bend Herald by calling 281-342-4474. That's the Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892.
We head to the top of the third. It'll be Layla Ramirez, Helen Maddox, and Layla Robbins. 9-1, two hitters for the Lady Bulldogs. Longhorns posted that very crooked number 10 in the bottom of the first and lead 10-0, top of the third. First pitch is a ball to Layla Ramirez. Oh, Kate Dolan retrieving some arm pad or something out there in left field so play can continue. Now we're ready. Hannah Ramirez on the mound with a 1-0 count on Layla Ramirez. Here's Hannah's pitch, and it's popped up. The third base, Jessica Johnston calls that one and puts it away. One out in the top of the third. Top of the order, Helen Maddox at the plate. She walked and then was forced out on a 6-5 putout. First pitch of Maddox hit down the third baseline. Fair ball. Jessica Johnston could not get to it. And that's a base hit for Helen Maddox. Ball ended up being between the bag and Jessica Johnston's glove and went out to left field. So one on and one out in the top of the third. Layla Robbins at the plate. Layla singled in the first and was left stranded at third. First pitch is a called strike. Here's Ramirez's next pitch. Sails outside. Ball one. Throw down to first, and everybody's safe. Anna Ramirez's next pitch took a lot off of that one and had Layla Robbins on her front foot swinging at that one. 1-2. Swung on and missed. Same pitch, same result. And the first strikeout of the afternoon for Hannah Ramirez. Two outs. Kennedy Hill at the plate. Reached on a fielder's choice. She was also forced out at second base, 4-6. First pitch to Hill is high, ball one. If you're saying, what do you mean, 4-6? Well, that's a designation for the second baseman is 4 to Ella Kalinko, the shortstop, who's number 6. So she was forced out from a throw from Burks to Kalinko. Next pitch to Kennedy Hill is a ball, 2-0. Scoring shorthand, you know, has every player with a certain number. Pitcher's number 1, catcher number 2, 3 is first baseman, second baseman is 4, and then for some reason around to the third baseman is 5, the shortstop is 6, and then 7, 8, 9 going from left field to right field. This one hit out to left center, and that's one is going to keep on going and clear the fence, a 2-run home run for Kennedy Hill. We knew it was hit well, but it just kept carrying to left field. Carlin Dees went into left center, but couldn't do anything about that one. Over the fence, a 2-run homer for Hill. Flora Moreno at the plate in the first, reached on a fielder's choice, left stranded at second. First pitch is a ball. Here's Ramirez's next pitch. Hit into center field on the line, but Carlin Dees is right there and retires Moreno and the Lady Bulldogs in the top of the third. In the inning, two runs on two hits, the big one, a home run by Kennedy Hill, and the Longhorns still lead by eight. It's 10-2.
Live George Ranch High School athletics are brought to you all season long on GRHS iRadio by the generosity and support of the following GRHS Athletic Booster Club sponsors. Our maroon and black sponsors are Greg Harris Insurance and Mission Digital. Our ABC Diamond Level sponsors are Wilson Fire Equipment, First Colony Aquatics and Rehab, Novo Athletics, Shane Light, Michelle Posey at Elon Realty, Saltgrass Steakhouse, Audra O'Neill and the O'Neill Real Estate Team, and Iris Lewis with NRL Mortgage. GRHS iRadio would also like to thank our platinum sponsor, The Witnesses Law Firm. A salute to our maroon sponsors, Horton Construction, Next Level Urgent Care, Pearl Dynasty, and our white level sponsor, Garrett Boyd, orthodontist. GRHS iRadio extends a hearty Longhorn salute to all of our George Ranch High School ABC sponsors. Would you like to be part of the ABC team? Go to GRHSABC.com to become a sponsor.
Back at the ballpark, Longhorns' chance in inning number three. It'll be Dees, Dolan, and Johnston, the three expected up for the Lady Longhorns. Carlin Dees, two hits, two runs scored, two RBIs. Kate Dolan, two hits, two runs scored, two RBIs. Jessica Johnston, one hit, a walk, one run scored, and two RBIs. So Sarah Paniagua looking at the Lady Longhorns version of Murderer's Row here in this game this afternoon. Fouled off to the left side, strike one. Fan over there just tries to make a play on a foul ball, muffs it, and everybody's calling out error and giving him or her some hassle there. This one kind of skips in 1-1 to Carlon Dees. You try to help out, draws a little bit of good-natured ribbing from the fans here. Ooh, this one hit Dees in the back. She'll head down to first base. That one got away from Paniagua and came in on Dees. Dees just turned her back on it and hit her between the shoulder blades, it looked like. Kate Dolan at the plate. Paniagua's first pitch to Dolan. And Dee's almost caught off first base. She's in there. Kate took the pitch as a ball, and then the throw down, trying to nail Dee's, was unsuccessful. Paniagua's next pitch. This one popped into right center field. Right fielder then drifts back. Bella Parks with the grab out there. And it took an unusual route to that one. I think she thought it was not hit as hard as it was, but drifted over into right center and then back a couple steps and hauled it in. Jessica Johnston at the plate. Jessica 1-for-1 with a walk, a run scored, and two RBIs. This one down the right field line and foul. Second or third one today that's ended up in the Longhorns batting cage down the right field line. Paniagua's next pitch bounces in, and there goes Dees down to second base. 1-1 count on Johnston. I'm Tom Tarando. Glad you joined us today on GRHS iRadio for Lady Longhorns varsity softball. Jason Ford will be on the air about 3 o'clock this afternoon with varsity baseball on stream number one. This one hit in a left field base hit. Johnston with her second hit of the afternoon, And Longhorns have first and third with just one out. Macy Burks at the plate. She tripled in two runs in the bottom of the first. Flew out later in the first to center field. Batting here in the third. RBI opportunity coming up here again for Macy. Now down to second base with not a throw goes Johnston. Second and third, one out. Sarah Paniagua on the mound. Gets her sign. Here's the pitch. Into left center field, base hit. One run will score. Two runs will score. Macy Burks with two RBI double. That makes four RBIs on the afternoon for Macy Burks. That makes Dad happy up here in the press box, yeah? Macy with a double, a triple, four RBIs, and a 10-point lead, a 10-run lead, rather, back in, and that's the ball game. 12-2 after two-and-a-half innings of play, and that's the ball game. Longhorns win it 12-2. We'll be back to wrap this one up from George Ranch. You're listening to Live Lady Longhorns Varsity Softball on GRHS iRadio.
Have you noticed bad behavior has become normalized at interscholastic athletic events? Some fans seem angry. They lack civility toward one another. Some even get aggressive and unruly. Time out! What is going on? This has to stop. Let's not forget, school sports aren't just about winning. And they're definitely not an excuse to take your frustrations out on the official or the opponent. They're about teaching lessons like perseverance, respect, and empathy, so students can learn and grow as people, not just as players. We all have a role to play in setting a good example for our students and teaching them these important values. So fans, it's time to step up your game and behave positively at interscholastic athletic events in Texas.
This message presented by the UIL and the Texas High School Athletic Directors Association.
What's the biggest myth about interscholastic performing arts? That you have to be the most talented or experienced to participate. The truth is, anyone can be a part of their school's performing arts. There are countless opportunities for students to participate, from theater, choir, and band, to speech and debate. The bottom line, if you want to perform, there's a place for you.
This message presented by the NFHS and the UIL.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons, like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Texas. This message presented by the UIL and the Texas High School Athletic Directors Association.
You're in the right place, Lady Longhorn fans. This is Live George Ranch High School Varsity Softball on GRHS iRadio. Now, let's go out to the ball diamond and join our GRHS iRadio crew for more Longhorn softball.
All right. Thank you, Bob Riley. Back at George Ranch High School. Ironically, this game started about 40 minutes late and finished early. The Longhorns take care of business in a big way and beat the Heights Lady Bulldogs 12-2 in two-and-a-half innings of play. And, boy, the Longhorns had their hitting shoes on this afternoon. Dees, two hits, two RBIs. Dolan, two hits, two RBIs. Jessica Johnston, two hits, two RBIs. Macy Burks, a double and a triple, four RBIs. Abby Dominguez with an RBI on a infield ground out. A couple hits by Abby Bergeron and Ella Kalinko with a couple hits and an RBI. All of that adds up to a 12-2 Lady Longhorns victory. And that's the end of the Longhorns participation in the LCISD varsity softball tournament for another year. We're glad we can make it out today and bring you both the Santa Fe game at 10 o'clock this morning and then this one with the Heights Lady Bulldogs. Stick with GRHS iRadio, but flip over to stream number one at about 3 o'clock. Jason Ford will be on the air with the varsity baseball game as the Longhorns over on that field wrap up their LCISD tournament for another year. They'll play against Waller High School about 3 o'clock. Jason will be on the air and stream number one. I'm Tom Tarando. Thanks for joining us this morning and this afternoon on GRHS iRadio. So long, everybody.
Take me out to the ball game.
You've been listening to live George Ranch High School varsity softball on GRHS iRadio. Join us for our next Lady Longhorn softball broadcast on Twitter at GRHS iRadio or on our website, GRHSiRadio.com.